My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. YMCA Chaplain, British Military Chaplain and College Professor, April 10th, from the Contemporary Version. Complete an effective decision about sin. Our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6. Co-crucifixion. Have you made the following decision about sin? That it must be completely killed in you? It takes a long time to come to the point of making this complete and effective decision about sin. It is, however, the greatest moment in your life once you decide that sin must die in you, not simply be restrained, suppressed, or counteracted, but crucified, just as Jesus died for the sin of the world. No one can bring anyone else to this decision. We may be mentally or spiritually convinced, but what we need to do is actually make the decision that Paul urged us to do in the passage. Pull yourself up. Take some time along with God and make this important decision saying, Lord, identify me with your death until I know that sin is dead in me. Make this moral decision that sin in you must be put to death. This was not some divine future expectation on the part of Paul, but was a very radical and definite experience in his life. Are you prepared to let the Spirit of God search you until you know what the level and nature of sin is in your life? To see the very things that struggle against God's Spirit in you? If so, will you then agree with God's verdict that the nature of sin, that it should be identified with the death of Jesus? You cannot reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, 6:11, unless you have radically dealt with the issue of your will before God. Have you entered into the glorious privilege of being crucified with Christ? Into all that remains in your flesh and blood is his life. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. Here ends Oswald's reading. Every day we have to kill something. We have to kill something in us to let Jesus live. Our nature of flesh and blood is not a nature of the Spirit. And every day we must rise again to kill that sin nature in us so that God can reign in our hearts and we can walk in his ways.